thanks, but how pleasing is it to get on the board and have your forward set up firing when you needed it to?
Yeah, well, it wasn't too... the radars were weren't on track early, or at other times during the game. I don't want to make it a relief to have won, but I think all the hard work we've done, we just need a little bit of luck falling away. And after the first quarter, when we just try to do too much, you put it down to a bit of anxiety and a little bit of perhaps just trying to create something that that wasn't necessarily there. And under those circumstances, you give the ball back, then you start to lose a bit of confidence. And once we once we started to hunt the football a bit more and restored the confidence, the game came together for us.
Mick, you pulled them in pretty quickly at quarter time. What was the message? Was it a reassuring message? A calming message?
I don't know whether it'd be reassuring. But that's in house, so it was a couple of little friendly reminders, I suppose. Move?
Yeah, it was nice and friendly.
Mark, was it an old fashioned bake?
It was fair enough. Like, we weren't doing the things that we had set out to do pre game, so it was just a reminder of doing those things and we'll get back in the game, which we did.
What were the main issues being at quarter time?
Oh, I think that was all to see, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't have to be blind free to see that we were overusing the footy and getting little reward for it.
So that's not necessarily a relief, but how much confidence can you take out of just getting a win, like a pressure release, if that makes sense?
I just think what ends up happening with a victory, it's sometimes it's success is measured by mediocrity with a bit of luck, and we weren't flash. But we just started, the ball started to fall our way a bit, then you increase your belief, and then what it starts off as a meteoric rise turns into a solid victory on the back of playing some reasonable football and hard football. So what ends up happening going forward is the ability to work why we haven't been winning and why we can win. So it's not you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to work out that there's differentials all the way through, and if we do this better, then we'll have better results through the year.
Obviously the guy next to him played a great game, but Tommy Bell, we know he brings brawn, but there's some real polish to his game today.
Kicked four goals last year, and I thought that would have been something that he needed to cut it out of the paper and frame it. You're not saying it's not going to happen again, but you think, well, I saw a couple of those go through last year in all sorts of manners, and to kick four again is probably testament to the way he plays his footy, loves his footy, and dedicates himself to his footy. So it's a good reward.
And just on Murph's game,
I think Murph's copped so many negatives because he's a victim of us being zip and three. So the launching pad seems to be, we'll get into Murph. And he absorbed both the physical pressure of St Kilda today and the pressure of a club going in zip and three and leading from the front. I'm delighted for him because I think it's a great testament to what I've been saying all along, that there's different characters that make up captains. They're not all out of the same hat, and they have different types of makeup. And when you have a bloke that is admired and trusted by his teammates, at some stage it'll happen for him. And it wasn't a lucky thing today. It was damn hard work. It was getting under the pack. It was getting tackled. It was getting harassed. It was getting bumped. All fairly, outside of the free kicks he got. I suppose they're not. A lot of free kicks, but earned them. And that's what makes players look and go, well, the captain's doing it. And we look at this thing here. I mean, no one should let anyone down on Anzac Day. There's all sorts of excuses why you can probably do it in other days, but no one should let anyone down. And we won, and Saints didn't, but they ran us right through. So I'd be neglectful if I didn't say the Saints put up a hell of a fight.
Young players followed that lead that you're talking of.
Big one.
Your young players really followed that lead that you're talking of. Cripps and Bycorst, how did you see that?
Well, he's in and around them. You better ask him, Murphy. He's in and around them and helps them become that sort of player. perhaps you want to talk about Cripson.
Oh, yeah, look, Paddy's a work in progress. He's a big kid, and he's, over the pre-season, he worked really hard on his fitness, and he's starting to see some of the things he can do out there. He's 192.
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah. And, he's just really clean with his hands, and what do you have? 25 handballs. So he's laying it off to the guys around him, and he's a great kid, and Bogey's coming in for his first game and take the ball, and it was very clean with the ball, so it was good to see.
Mark, you were very pointed in your comments yesterday about your optimism and your determination for the club. How pleasing was today from your point of view to get that, to get a big win?
Oh, really pleasing, especially coming in zipping three, and then at quarter time things not going the way we planned on and wanted to go. For the guys to stand up to a man, I think we did that really well. I think there was no passengers out there today that you can rely on. And every one of those blokes who were out there today and represented the club was great.
Mick, the record, I know you probably won't want to talk about individuals, but your thoughts on obviously matching it today and then the week ahead for yourself and Brad?
Well, I've got to say, I'm glad today's over because it's such a team event, and I'm glad nothing was further from my mind than numbers and that sort of stuff, because you can't preach one thing and lay claim to something else. So, really, I'm not going to treat the numbers with disdain. I'm not going to treat, because I think Jock McHale certainly deserves more than that. But reality-wise is we come to this game, and the last thing that I thought about was any such number. And quite frankly, it'll be... Look, I can see it being a burden, because already there's comparisons, there's numbers, there's he's a great bloke, you're not necessarily, there's all sorts of comparisons. So I'm not into that. I will reflect at some stage, and I think it's better that I do reflect at some stage and get caught up in. But so having said that, I'll have my family there, and I'll have my, hopefully I have all the grandchildren there. They'll be there, and I hope that we as a team can perform, and the number will roll on, and we'll get it over and done with. And I'm not minimising it, believe me, but I just...
You'll be glad when it's up.
Believe me.
All right, we might finish it there. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Put a little thing in there for New Zealand, so I really should put it in front of this.
I just think that we had a guest speaker last night, not at the club, but just for some guests, and John Morrison, and I just think that it's a very, very brave man that says, I want to see Australian rules football played on this arena, and yet we're in the best rugby team in the world. They're first and second, as far as I'm concerned. I watch a lot of rugby. And to be able to come over here and play a game for 4 points is extraordinary, and it's only done... I know it's done through the Saints, but it's done through a person that might be a few years in front of his time. So if I can just say well done to New Zealand, well done to Wellington, and well done to the committee that did this, and I thank the league for giving us the opportunity to be... we'll always remember where we were in the 100th year of Anzac, and I think, and that's something a lot of people can say. So it's full credit to New Zealand and the officials. Thank you.